This podcast is brought to you by the Endpoint Imperative, a podcast series from Intel that brings together IT experts and leaders to discuss the big tech challenges impacting businesses today. Download and subscribe to the Endpoint Imperative wherever you find your podcasts.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Amazon.com has cut the price on its littlest smart speaker, and that's prompted reactions from competitors. We'll have more on this coming up, but first, some top stories in the tech world. While most U.S. companies would pay lower taxes under the congressional GOP tax overhaul, the Wall Street Journal says some of the world's richest tech companies may actually see their rates rise. Tech giants like Microsoft have facilities overseas in countries where they stockpile profits and pay lower tax rates. The proposed law lowers the corporate tax rate to 21% from 35%, but at the same time puts a minimum tax on profits overseas. That could actually raise tax rates on companies' future offshore profits, so shouldn't they repatriate their overseas profits? Not necessarily. Some tax experts tell the Journal that Microsoft and other tech giants could still have an incentive to shift profits abroad due to uncertainty in the new tax code. Bloomberg Media has launched the first round-the-clock streaming TV service on Twitter in a move aimed at rival CNN. Dubbed TikTok by Bloomberg, the channel focuses more on general news and less on the hard financial reporting for which the news service is best known. The channel will broadcast a hybrid of breaking news reporting by its own staff around the world, mixed with curated video, images, and text taken from Twitter users and vetted for authenticity. At the top of each hour, it will feature a roundup of events. A former Uber manager says the ride-hailing service hacked its rivals and conducted surveillance operations on them. Richard Jacobs wrote a letter to Uber last May, charging, among other things, that in 2016, Uber contractors trained by the CIA spied on another firm's executives and sent live video to then-chief executive Travis Kalanick in the company's war room. That summer, an Uber contractor allegedly began using hacked phones and signal intercept equipment to collect data about phone calls between Uber's opponents, politicians, and regulators. And several months later, Uber employees allegedly hacked into a rival's systems and collected the license, name, and contact information of all of its drivers, information allegedly delivered directly to Mr. Kalanick. The letter was made public Friday in a legal dispute between Uber and Alphabet's driverless car unit, Waymo. Coming up, Amazon forces the hand of its rivals with price cuts to its smart speakers. You're listening to Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor. A member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Amazon.com has caused an upheaval in countless markets, one of the latest of which is the market for smart speakers. Amazon cut prices on its new lineup of six Echo devices as part of its Black Friday promotions last month. The price cut of its entry-level Dot speaker has prompted responses from competitors like Apple and Google on similar products. Let's bring in Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle, who's in San Francisco. Okay, Trip, as of right now, how much does the Echo Dot speaker cost?
It costs $30 in the marketplace.
And that's down from what?
Down from about $50.
This has put a lot of pressure on the rivals. Also, the latest version of Amazon's original Echo speaker costs a lot less than when it was first released. Isn't that true?
Correct. It was released at about $200 initially, and it's now around $100. So the price on it has come down considerably as well. And all of this has really turned the speaker market on its ear.
Well, how have Amazon's competitors, as mentioned before, Apple and Google, reacted to this?
The big mover in this in terms of a reactionary move is the move that Google's made. Google followed Amazon into the small speaker market, which is the dot-sized speakers. And those are, you know, essentially a hockey puck-sized device that can field questions and answer queries and also play music, but not with the same fidelity as a larger speaker could. And Google followed suit by introducing its own Google Home Mini, which is a hockey puck-sized device. device and dropping the price on it from $50 to $30, and then sweetening that offer by partnering with some retailers like Target to give a $10 discount in Target stores as well. So it's really trying to keep pace with Amazon at the low end and the lower price point and get those devices into people's homes.
Well, Apple doesn't even have a lower-priced home speaker, but it's still been affected by what Amazon.com has done.
Well, certainly it's been affected in the sense that it's $350 HomePod speaker that's not out yet and was promised in December and has subsequently been delayed until next year seems, in comparison, to be considerably more expensive, right? It's one thing when Apple's coming out with an iPhone and it's an established product. And that product, when it was first introduced, was really helped by low prices that were discounted in part by carrier deals. But this is going to be quite different, right? This is a market that Amazon has really pioneered and one that it's dictated is less expensive than what Apple's actually putting into the market, the high-fidelity device that it's promising.
In your article, Tripp, you write about the difference between dropping prices for products like smartphones and dropping prices for these so-called utility devices like speakers. Why don't you go into that?
It's really remarkable to see what Amazon's done in a short period of time. Usually what you do is you see consumer electronic prices drop by as much as 50% over a 10-year period. We saw that in televisions, we saw that in laptops. But what Amazon's done is it's cratered that price on the smart speaker market in just about 3 years, which is incredible. It's a lot shorter period. And just to put that in contrast, if you juxtapose it against what's happened with the smartphone market, what you've seen there is prices have only come down about 32% over the past decade. And that's also a time period when Apple and Samsung have actually increased prices and continue to charge a premium of about $1,000 for a phone. And so you're seeing something just remarkably different from Amazon and how it's treating this marketplace.
Well, yeah, I guess consumers don't want to pay a premium for an item like this.
That's part of what's going on here is there's a sense in the marketplace and among analysts that consumers don't want to pay a premium because this technology is not proven. And it's not something that's as germane and pertinent to your day-to-day life as a smartphone. If you think about it, the smartphone has displaced the flashlight. It's displaced the iPod. It's displaced the GPS system that you used to have in your car. It's performing all of these functions, and it's on the go with you, whereas a smart speaker is just something that's in the house, and what it can do is still limited, and it's limited in part because it needs people to make lights and appliances and various things that it can integrate into to perform more functions, and those just don't exist yet.
Wall Street Journal reporter Tripp Mickle joining us from San Francisco. Thanks a lot, Tripp.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.